While the war effort continues to receive widespread support from Americans of all political persuasions, domestic policy keeps the partisan fires burning. NPR's Cokie Roberts joins me now. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
It's the week before Christmas. Is Congress likely
all through the House?
Is Congress going to come up with an economic stimulus package?
Well, Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle gives it a 50-50 chance. I would actually put it higher. The impetus to go home with something rather than without something is very, very high in Congress. And so I think that they are likely through this week to work out their differences. But the differences are still there, and they didn't get very far over the weekend. They're still fighting over how much is a tax cut, how much to spend, and health insurance for the unemployed. And there are genuine ideological and partisan differences there. But Bob, there's many a year that I have been here on December 23rd watching the Senate and tied up in knots, but finally undo the knots so that they can get home for Christmas. They're just lucky that this year that it comes, a weekend comes, so they're likely to go by December 21st instead of the 23rd.
Some Republicans seem eager to demonize the Senate Majority Leader, Tom Daschle, as the obstructionist on domestic programs. Where does the White House come down on Daschle?
They're not willing to attack the man that the president has to work with on a regular basis. And since the attack on September 11th, the leadership of both parties continues to go to the White House for weekly breakfast. You remember when the president came to the Capitol to address the Congress after the attacks that he hugged Tom Daschle going out of the chamber. But it is true that there have been some ads that have been run in his district. There have been some other ads talked about. So I think there's a certain difference between the White House and the Republican National Committee, or at least the White House is willing to let the Republican National Committee do the dirty work. And some members of Congress are also, Republican members of Congress are also ready to attack Daschle. But some of this is that each side is looking for someone to demonize, to personalize the other side, sort of the Osama bin Laden syndrome of making it personal. And the Republicans don't have Bill Clinton anymore, and the Democrats don't have Newt Gingrich anymore. And so the Republicans are trying to make Daschle the bad guy, and the Democrats are trying to make Tom DeLay and Dick Armey the bad guys. Now Armey has said he's retiring. The problem for both parties is most Americans have never heard of these people, and they don't much care.
Well, the president's education bill is about to be passed, and election reform seems headed for passage, so they're really not so deadlocked.
They've actually gotten a great deal done in this session of Congress. Those bills that you've talked about, they've passed a great big tax bill. Now, there's still a lot of controversy about that. The House has passed a trade bill giving the president trade authority, something that the Clinton administration was unable to do, and the Senate will pass it next year. And as they finally do go out for recess, you're likely to hear a great deal more of what they did than all of this talk of what they haven't been able to get done. But that's because, you know, they have this funny situation they're in. They want to say what they've accomplished on the one hand. On the other hand, they want to accuse the other side of bad faith, of not getting things done, because they want to draw bright lines going into the 2002 election, show the differences between the parties rather than the things that bring them together and the achievements that they've made.
Does either party have an early indication of how those elections might go?
Well, of course, what we're still dealing with is the 2000 election, which was essentially a tied election for the president, the Senate, and the House. And looking at these early generic polls of which party would you prefer, they're pretty much tied. And you look at the redistricting that's been going on after the last census, and it's a slight Democratic advantage, but it's likely to come out pretty even as well. There are just not that many competitive seats, Bob, and so I think you're talking about just a couple of seats one way or another, and that's got them very nervous.
NPR's Cokie Roberts.